than a close friend. Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the demolition of Toombul Shopping Centre has been approved by Brisbane City Council. According to MP Mian Lennard, property developer Mervac will make efforts to minimise disruptions, including no heavy construction vehicles on residential streets and continued operation of the Toombul bus interchange.
40 new social homes are being built in the Basin Pocket for Ipswich seniors wanting to downsize to smaller accommodation. The project is part of a $5 billion deal for social and affordable housing, which collectively aims to deliver 13,500 homes in Queensland. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon says the plan allows seniors to live in more manageable homes and frees up larger homes for families who might need more space. The project is expected to be completed later next year.
In national news, a Victorian creek was renamed on Monday as Larnie Baramul Yalik, replacing the former name Jim Crow Creek, which has been deemed derogatory and racist. The new name means home of the Emu Creek in Dja Wurrung language. Community members gathered at the creek on Monday to celebrate the change. Rodney Carter, a Jara Aboriginal Corporation chief, says it is an act of giving back the creek's identity that was inadvertently taken away.
Seahorses bred in captivity by the Sydney Institute of Marine Science have been released into Chowder Bay, north of Sydney Harbour, in order to boost population numbers. The White's seahorse, listed as endangered in 2020, suffered massive die-offs due to habitat destruction and flooding in recent years. Scientist Mitch Brennan says the seahorses were ready to go and hopeful that they will contribute to restocking the wild population.
In international news, a wildfire burning north of Athens intensified overnight, threatening a local pig farm. The uncontrolled blaze raged through the areas of Durvin Okoria, with civil protection services fighting the blaze throughout the night. Greece's meteorological service has warned of high risk for fire, with a second heat wave forecasted for later this week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.